Bad Bunny's ex sues over voice memo. Luke Combs and his wife are expecting baby number 2. And Madonna reveals she's working with hitmaker Max Martin. It's Tuesday, March 21st, and here are your latest music news headlines, brought to you by The Filter. Bad Bunny has been slapped with a lawsuit from his ex-fiance, who claims he used her voice on 2 tracks without permission. Carly's De La Cruz Hernandez alleges a voice memo in which she coos Bad Bunny Baby appears in 2016's Pati and again on last year's 2016. According to the lawsuit, which was filed on March 1st in Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny's photographer, Jomar Davila, told Hernandez last May that the music star's label Remus Entertainment wanted to buy the recording for $2,000. Negotiations between Hernandez and Remus fell apart, according to the statement of the claim, but the recording was used anyway on the song and at Bad Bunny's concerts. Hernandez, who's a lawyer, alleges violations of her rights and unjust enrichment. She's seeking at least $40 million US in compensation and damages. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Ocasio, was in a relationship with Hernandez from 2011 to 2016. Noticel was first to report the lawsuit. Luke Combs and his wife Nicole shared some happy news with fans on Monday. They're expecting their second child. In a slideshow on Instagram set to the country star new song Take Me With You, the couple's son Tex is pictured wearing a Big Brother t-shirt. Joining the 2 under 2 club, baby boy number 2 coming this September, read the caption. Combs, 33, became first-time dad on Father's Day last year. Last month, the singer paid tribute to Nicole in an Instagram post captioned with the lyrics from Falling For You Still. He wrote, "From the second that I saw you, my whole world stood still. After all this time, I'm just in love with you as the day I made you mine. I ain't stopped flying high, I never will. I'm falling for you still." Combs, whose fourth studio, Getting Old, comes out on Friday, plays Vancouver on May 27th and Edmonton on June 3rd. Madonna could be celebrating her forthcoming 40th anniversary celebration tour with new music. The 64-year-old pop icon revealed on Monday that she is in the studio with powerhouse songwriter and producer Max Martin. "When in doubt, go to work," Madonna captioned the pic on Twitter. "Nothing shuts down the noise or naysayers more than being in the creative process." Martin, whose real name is Carl Sandburg, is the prolific Swedish hitmaker who's worked with artists like Britney Spears, Pink, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Adele, as well as Canada's The Weeknd, Celine Dion, Bryan Adams, Carly Rae Jepsen, Justin Bieber, and Avril Lavigne. He has collected 5 Grammys during his career, and his songs were featured in 2 Broadway shows, Anne Juliet and Once Upon a One More Time. Madonna has not released a collection of new music since 2019's Madam X. She kicks off the celebration tour in Vancouver on July 15th and will make stops in Toronto and Montreal in August. This is the singer's first time performing in Canada since 2015's Rebel Heart tour. Plans for a feature biopic directed by Madonna were put on hold late last year. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.